want you to know that I'm sorry.
What's up, everyone?
Welcome to the fifth episode of Unhinged Memoirs. Today's episode is titled, Oops, All Tangents. So let's see how quick we can go from one topic that we all choose to a whole other situation where the fuck we end up.
I mean, because I feel like we do that on the regular.
Do that absolutely on the regular.
We don't even need a subject
regular
for that. Like, it literally happens in our everyday
life. We can
life
start with one thing, and it's going to just lead to this, to the next, to the next. And yeah, we just, that's how we normally keep going.
So let's talk about...
It's kind of how our conversation goes, period. Like, in...
We're talking about periods.
Yes.
Yeah. We picked a topic.
Why?
Do what?
I said, we picked a topic. Periods.
Periods. Ooh. Hey, do we know about tampons, like the kind of tampons that we're using?
Are we really having this conversation right
Yes, because we're talking about periods. Do we know what? No, because I bought the L brand because they're organic.
The what type?
The L brand.
The L brand? Is that?
L dot love.
Love
brand.
Brand. Shove love up your cooter. I love it.
Shove love.
I mean, isn't that the whole aspect of like why you want things in your cooter is because you want them to
the
be
love. Shoving love up the cooter.
Shoving love. That's what I'm going to start referring to it as. I'm just going to go with
shove love.
Just shoving love right now.
I don't feel like love when you're bald out though.
Bald kitty or hairy kitty?
Bald.
Bald when I can shave. Yeah, bald 100%.
Like waxed? Or
fuck
shaved.
No.
I
don't know. Like,
you
listen,
are not ripping
I
shit out of there.
So
like that.
Much respect
absolutely
for people
not
who can do that shit, but I cannot.
I'm mm-hmm growing out my pubes to get a wax.
Hey, really?
Yep.
I feel like I would break out in like just bumps because I think like I've waxed my legs before, right? Mm-hmm. And the times that I've waxed my legs, I had like the bumps and like a rash from it afterwards on my legs. So I did my armpits one time too. That shit fucking hurt. I would wax my asshole before I'd wax my armpits again.
Yeah, I do. I would like to wax my asshole. And my vagina. What? You don't want to wax your asshole?
Sure.
Would you wax your asshole?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I don't know. This is just weird for me to talk about. You know, like, God and everybody listening. Like
you know,
this.
It's like a weird thing, though. Like, I would have to wax my own asshole somehow. Like, right. I would have to figure out how to get in the mirror.
I don't want anybody seeing you know, my like, chocolate starfish.
I can tell you this. Like, you know, like when you've ever had a pimple on your ass and you're like literally squatted over a mirror trying to pop that bitch because you're like, I ain't let anybody see this bitch.
I can't turn that way.
You put a mirror on the floor.
Oh.
And squat over it.
No, never.
It's
have
not
I
a
ever
pretty sight. I'm just
never have I ever.
You see your fucking stink wrinkle just sitting
I
there.
Know your stink wrinkle. I literally cannot. It took us all of 3 seconds to get away from the topic of periods.
Episode over. Have a great day, guys.
Listen, if there's one thing we talk good about, it's sex. We it's always true divert. Everything is sexual with us. It's like, true, not with us, but like.
I know. I feel like we're teenage boys half the time. Like when
We are. We are fucking 100% teenage boys.
No, we are not fucking teenage boys.
No.
We are 100% fucking teenage boys.
No.
Speak for yourself, bitch. I am not.
Maybe the boys that we have fucked have the mentality of a teenage boy.
That's fucking facts.
That's true.
We'll go with that.
Ooh, I remember being a teenager and those, not teenager, I was like 18.
That's a teenager still.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, when it says 18,
yeah,
that's usually...
No, I know, but, like, I meant, like, I don't want to say that, like, whatever the 18-y fuck I'm saying. But I remember sex back then was fucking crazy. What'd you say?
What'd you say?
I was trying to figure out a way to say it, like, 20?
18-ing?
18-ing? 80? You was about to say 80.
80?
80? Was this Benjamin Button over here?
Yeah. Oh, could you imagine?
No, absolutely not. I don't want to. So anyway, sex when you were 18.
Sex when I was 18. I remember having so much fucking fun. First of all.
Not where I thought she was going with that.
Yeah, me either.
Oh. I had so much fun.
No, I did have so much fun. So this is what happened. So I only had sex once.
She's already lying.
No. I lost my virginity at 16. And then. What? Why?
No. Real, you know, like, you find out life stories from people and you're like, you find out their sexual conquests and everything like that. And you're going, damn, I guess I'm a whore.
How old were you when you lost your virginity?
Right. 15.
So was I.
Okay.
Okay.
That's she was only 16. Yeah, I mean, 16. She was literally just like right on that cusp. You know what
no,
I mean?
No, no.
Oh, she happened. Was on something, but
it
I don't know about
the
cusp.
It was my 16th birthday.
Okay, so she was technically 15 and a three quarters.
I was 15, right. I was 15 and
at
a three quarters.
At the strike of midnight.
Literally the cusp.
So I lost my virginity in a hotel room.
During a hurricane.
Rum? During a hurricane.
Wait. A hotel what?
During a hurricane?
No, a hotel what?
Rum.
Hotel rum.
Rum.
Like room.
Like the rum you drink?
A hotel room. Oh, fuck you. A hotel. Holiday Inn. It was the Hampton Inn, dog. But anyway, oh, so I remember.
Hold on the budget.
So my, okay, so we went there during the hurricanes. It was Francis and Jean 2004. And I met a guy there.
Oh, I would hope so.
Wait. You met him at the hotel?
I absolutely met
him. Wait,
you
like,
lost your virginity to some random dude?
Like a rando?
That's ballsy.
Whore? I'll say it.
I did. I fucking did.
Dude's a hoe.
She was just afraid her cherry was going to fall off. You know what I mean? So she's like, I just got to get rid of
wait,
it now.
She was afraid that her Cheerios were going to fall off?
Her cherry was going to fall off.
Oh, that's so sad.
So hindsight, it's crazy because like, you know, being the older self, I'm like, you were a little bit older than me. Not crazy, but he was definitely not in his teens. And I was just turning 16. So I met him there and we're hanging out. And then my mom just thought it was like innocent, whatever. And she's like, hey.
What? I am sorry. Listen. Okay.
Yep.
Uh-huh. What? I know, because I sound really disrespectful. So I'm not mean the way it sounds. I'm just thinking, like,
just don't say.
I'm thinking about like if my daughter and I went to a hotel and she met some random 20-year-old, and they're like, "We're gonna go hang out in the room." Oh, that's innocent.
No. That's not where I was going. With
oh, okay.
No. We were all hanging out. Like we used to hang out like down in the because there was no power in the fucking hotel during the hurricane, right? And we would hang out, we'd play cards, we'd do all this shit. My mom would be down there hanging out with his parents as she's sipping.
Sorry, I was taking a sip of my Deep Eddie's.
Oh, he was deep, all right.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
So my mom saw us just hanging out, like having fun, like playing cards. We were downstairs in like the common area, all that shit.
You're playing strip poker?
No. Oh. No.
They're playing rummy.
And
at the time,
in the rum.
In the rum. And it was my birthday and my mom wanted me to get out of the hotel because she and the hotel staff was decorating the downstairs lobby for my birthday. Mm-hmm. So she asked LB to bring me
LeBron
out.
James?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Wow. LeBron. Two syllables. Got it.
Ooh, LeBron. LeBron?
LeBron James.
So she asked LB to take me around the outlets to go shopping to kind of like distract me, which hindsight, why were the outlets open and we had no power in the fucking hotel? It doesn't make any sense. Anyway, so we walked around the outlets. I get back there. We had the party, whatever. My mom's like, oh, happy birthday, blah, blah, blah. And I still have those pictures somewhere to this day with him in the background on my birthday. It's actually super cute. For real.
Pop that cherry.
That's my shoe.
I could just see him in the back. I know could that you, motherfucker.
No. That could have been very well him. But anyway, so then my mom, the very next day, had to... Or no. Was it the day after? It was right after. It was the day after. Why are you laughing? But anyway, my mom wanted to go to her friend's house. And my mom and my dad left. And then I told LB that they're leaving. Well, he knocks on the hotel door, and I knew it was about to go down.
He said, space and opportunity, bitch, say less.
Exactly, space and opportunity, okay? So I had my favorite pair of jeans on. I had my little green top that had, like, the little buttons. My cleavage literally was, like, fucking down to here, bitch, okay? I had...
down to here, bitch.
I had Usher... If I go there with you. Have you heard that song?
No. Maybe if I heard the actual
words. Can you
words.
Handle Can you handle it? I can go there, baby, with you.
Nope.
No? Anyway.
Nope. She was handling it.
So, yeah. I was like, I answered the door. I was like, oh, hey. And he's like, hey. So we get in there and he fucking wastes no motherfucking time. We start making out. He fucking takes it from there. Whatever.
Wait, what? He fucking takes it from there. Like, that was so calm. Like, you literally were like all in it. Like, he was, he just fucking takes it from there. And then... I like how you PG that. I'm proud of you. Right, I'm really proud of you.
Thank you. He just takes it from there. So that happened. And that's the last time that I saw him for a long time. I shit you not. It was probably... When did I work at Starbucks? 2007? 3 years later. I'm working at Starbucks. I get a little ding ding in my earphone. Through the drive-thru. Wait, and there's a camera. I'm joking.
Good.
And it had cameras, like when they come through the drive-thru. And I noticed that it's him and a woman in the front seat. And the woman has what looks like a three-year-old child. Okay.
So he comes, like, sitting in her lap?
In the back seat.
You could see that in all that little camera?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
The cameras are really big for Starbucks. So I was like, oh. He recognized my voice. Then he got to the window and he fucking, I mean, like, white as a fucking ghost. And I was like, hey. And I tried to get a hold of him. Like, a fucking crazy person. Here goes the drama. Okay. I tried to get a hold of him, like, through his parents. Like, in between that 3 years. And so when he pulls up to the window, he's like, hey. And I was like, hey, how you been? Da da da. Like just normal, whatever, cash conversation. He's with his wife and his kid. Yeah.
Wait, so he was married at that
he
point?
He was married.
Oof.
Uh-huh.
Married man, fucking a teenager.
Yes. Wow. Okay. Love that. So anyway.
Sounds like a bad Lifetime movie.
So I didn't
movie.
See him. Hold on. Hold on. It gets better. So then, fast forward, he goes into the army. And he's not with her anymore. Splits up with her. Leaves his kid here. Gets into the army. Him and I are talking. So this is now fast forward 2013. Okay. And we're still talking. He then comes down on one of his breaks from the army. Comes, hangs out with me. We do our thing. Now I'm in my 20s and he's in his late 20s. And we do our thing again. And then I don't hear from him again.
Is this when we worked at Victoria's Secrets?
Yeah.
That's 2011.
Was it 2011? Mm-hmm. Okay, so 2011. So it was now 4 years after that. Now, we were talking for a little bit. And then we stopped talking. And then when I got my apartment in 2015.
Something like that.
Yeah, 2015 now again, 4 years later. He's getting out of the army. Now, in the midst of his span, we're talking that whole time. And he ends up getting married to, like, an Asian woman, has a baby with her, leaves them, gets out of the military.
She was Vietnamese.
And, thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. I remember talking. Her name was Jen.
That's right. It was. Yes.
What is it with you and exes that have people in their lives named Jen?
Yeah, I don't know.
You notice that?
There's only one other.
He had like 14 Jens in his life.
Yeah. It's stop.
He did. I don't mean that in a disrespectful way. I'm just saying there was a lot of Jens in his life.
Yeah.
He knew a lot of Jens.
It's true. It's true. It's true. But anyway, so then he comes from his break from the military and stays with me. Why are you laughing?
I just happened to look up and I almost spit my water out. My bad.
Oh, there's that. And then he stays with me 2014, 2015, whatever it was. And then now he's my roommate.
Right now?
No, 10 years later. Okay. No.
You didn't know? LB lives
with me. I was like, wait, I've never seen it before.
Yeah, no, 10 years later, he came and lived with me in my apartment.
And then stole a whole bunch of shit and left.
And then literally fucking, I got him on a phone plan. Me and these men in phone plans. Got him on a phone plan. And then he fucking took shit, didn't pay rent.
He took a shit.
Took the phone.
He took a shit and then took my phone.
Fucking went about his merry motherfucking way.
You know what's funny is how much you and I done shit alike. Now, I can't say the same story per se, but I lost my virginity to an LB.
I didn't realize his last name was a B.
Yeah, Borkovich.
Oh, Borkovich.
Mm-hmm. And it was the same first name.
Yeah, it sure was. Yep. I was 15. He would freshly turning 18. And neither of us had even kissed beforehand. Okay, like, when I tell you, we were, like, fresh, outside of, like, you know, like, stupid shit. But, like, you know what I mean? Like, that was, like, the first person that I, like, willingly did shit with. Mm-hmm. And fucking, I remember, because I met him, because he lived up in Illinois, and I was down here. And it's, I was, like, the first version of Catfish through AOL Instant Messenger.
You were?
I was with him, yes. So, I was on AIM all the time, right? And so, I met him in some,
ASL.
And, yeah, in some chat group.
See?
Right? And he was, like, ASL. And I was like, 17, Florida, or 17, female from Illinois. That's what I said. He was like, no shit. He's like, I'm 17 and male in Illinois. What part of Illinois are you in? And I'm like, fuck. Because I literally was living in fucking Ports or Vero at the time, right? And so I'm like, oh, I live in Antioch. And he's like, holy shit. He's like, I live in Cary. He's like, you're only like an hour away, right? And he's like, send me a picture, right? I panicked. And I was like, I can't send him a real picture of me right now, right? So I literally...
Oh, God.
I don't even remember what the fucking website was, but I went to some porn website. I went to this porn website, right? And I, like, grabbed a picture of a girl, okay, who was still fully dressed. But you know, like, how back in the day, like, before porn was porn, where before they did the videos, they did a lot of, like, the pictures where you got, like, 400 pictures of the scene, like, it acted it out from, like... The beginning, it was like, you know, if you take them and put them in an album and show them, you just watch the whole thing happen, right? So I took a picture and she was like in this like really tight top and she was like wearing these really cute shorts, right? She looked like a prettier version of Britney Spears, not drugged the fuck out, okay, from back in the day, right?
Like pre-2007
Britney. Got it. Right, okay. And so I sent the picture and he's like, oh my God, you're so fucking beautiful. And his best friend was like literally obsessed with Britney Spears. Like had a huge picture of her in his room of like Britney Spears. Yeah, like, and he was like, you're so beautiful. You were like my dream girl. And I was like, yeah. And he's like, what do you do for fun? And at that time I was really into like aggressive inline skating, right? But down here. So I was like, ah, just like I have aggressive skate. Like I have a skate park in my house. And like it just started creating.
No, you did not.
I did. I started creating all these fucked up stories, right? So he was like, we ended up talking for, I think it was like 3 months, right? And he goes, I have a surprise for you. And I go, oh, yeah? And he's like, yeah. He's like, but you're just going to have to wait. And I go, okay, no problem. Like, because I'm like now like talking to him. I'm
wait,
talking
did he send you a picture? Did you know
yes,
what he looked
yes,
like?
Yes, I knew what he looked like. He sent me a real picture of him, oh, right? God. So this whole time, like in my dumbass, like I started talking to him. And like I didn't send him any more pictures after that, but... I was just talking to him so much that I actually started catching feelings for him, right? Oh, and I was like, oh, no. And the whole time I was like, I really need to tell him. I really need to tell him, like, because, like, I'm going to get myself hurt because I really like him and this isn't a thing, right? Mm-hmm. So one of the days he ends up messaging me. I didn't hear from him, like, a good portion of the morning. I'm like, why haven't I heard from him? Because normally he would message me first thing in the morning, right? And I didn't hear from him. So it wasn't until like late afternoon he messaged me. He's like, you have some explaining to do.
Oh, God.
And I'm like, what? Oh, and he's like, I drove to Antioch because I gave him a fucking address like a dumbass. Not thinking he was going to get in a car and drive to me. Okay. So I give him the address of like an old house, like just somewhere in Antioch because I used to live up there. Right. So here I go. Fucking just give him an address in the beginning. I was like, yeah, I live off of this street and on the corner and da 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 da. And, you know, I'd pulled it up on, like, fucking MapQuest or some shit to find the fucking address just to do it that way, right? So he's like, this morning I drove to your house with flowers. He's like, and knocked on the door.
No.
He's like, to be greeted by someone saying that there is no person named Jessica living here. And then I started asking other questions. He's like, so who the fuck are you really?
Oh, my God.
Right?
Oh, my God.
And I was like, oh, fuck. And so, like, I literally was like, can I call you? Because we had used to talk on the phone, too, right? And I told him that I had just moved back from Florida. So that's why my home phone number was a Florida number. Like, oh, I mean, but he fell for it. You know what I mean? So whatever. So I call him like, I am so sorry. I just really love you. And I'm doing like this whole thing. And I was like, and by
how long were you talking to him at this point?
About 3-4 months.
Yeah.
And the whole thing, what it came down to was, is like, I didn't expect it. Like when I first messaged for it to be like that, you know what I mean? Right. Like how many people have you talked to on AOL Instant Messenger? And you're like, oh yeah, this conversation's gonna last for a whole 5 minutes. Right.
Like legit.
Right. So I'm not just going to send a random picture of myself. Like, hey, here, I'm putting myself out in the world. You know what I mean? Like,
but I'm going to give you an address.
Right. I'm just going to give a fake address. That's not even mine. So I don't have to worry about it because he ain't going to show up at my house. You know what I mean? So fucking, I do all that. Right. And he's like, well, send me a real picture of yourself then. So I said, he's like, you're pretty. Why wouldn't you have done? Why wouldn't you have just sent me a real picture of yourself? And I was like, because I don't think I'm as pretty as she is. He's like, you are pretty. And then after that, just like kind of fast forwarded and we stayed talking. Valentine's Day, he sent me gifts. And then my grandfather passed away up in Illinois. And it was end of March. And it was right by my grandfather's birthday. And so I went up and we were staying in Lake Villa to go to my grandfather's funeral. And he ended up driving from Cary to come see me. And then after that, like shortly later, like we were so inseparable while I was there for the couple of days that he was like, I want to move down to be with you. My mom was like, yeah, whatever. So my mom allowed him to move down in with me. And we didn't have sex for like the first 4 or 5 months because I was so scared to have sex with him. Right. Because I was like, I've never done this before. He's never done this before. Then he was like really cool about it, like waiting for me to be ready to have sex. Right. Well, one of the times I think my mom was in her room. They were like working on something. And so I was like, you know, right now it'd be like a really good time. Right. And we'd already bought condoms like the week beforehand because we knew like when that time comes, we wanted to be prepared. Right.
Right. That's responsible.
Absolutely. But the problem, so neither of us know what the fuck we're doing. All right. And so I'm so paranoid because like, I feel like I lived in fear growing up of like, I'm going to get in trouble. I'm going to get in trouble. I'm going to have my ass beat. Right. So I'm like, we should go in the closet because I have a huge walk-in closet. I was like, we should go in the closet because I just feel like we need to hide. Like we can at least, we have the bedroom door closed and we can close the closet door and we'll be fine. Right. So here we go into the closet. Okay. He doesn't do anything, okay, and just right in, ugh. Right? And I'm like, dude, it lasted for a whole 30 seconds because it was like an American Pie situation, right? Where he was like, you know what I mean? And he pulls out and he's like, was it good for you? And I was like, I don't know. Like, I think so. And then I remember like literally like panicking and I literally made him get in his fucking little Honda Prelude and we drove to the 7-Eleven across the street there in St. Lucie West and fucking throw away the condom in the 7-Eleven garbage can because I was so afraid my mom would go through the trash can and find the condom. And I was like crying the whole way. I was like, oh, it hurts. My stomach hurts. All of it hurts. It was like the worst experience. The worst fucking experience to ever have. Like I was like,
that meanwhile, he's like one of those Durex tiny condoms. Like,
no, he wasn't.
I'm just kidding.
It was the look on her face. No, he wasn't.
It was way too big for his own good. Yeah, no, it was very unpleasurable. Actually, I did not enjoy any time we did anything because he was quite thick and long. It was actually like, especially as like someone who didn't do that kind of stuff growing up. You know what I mean? Like for the first time, I was like, okay, this is too much. And then, you know, he wanted to, we should try anal.
Absolutely not. You can fuck all the way off.
He was like super into it. He was like, we just got to try it. And I'm like, all right, I guess so. So here I am on all fours on my bed, right?
No.
And he doesn't spit on it, nothing. Like just goes to jam it in. And that's if you've heard me say the expression, like I felt like a cat climbing the walls because I literally screamed and was like clawing at the bed to get away. Like I was like, no. Situation. It was fucked up. Yeah, no, it scarred me for life. I'm like, people are like, you want to do it? I'm like, yeah, no. Not in your wildest fucking dreams, buddy. Am I doing that anymore?
Nope.
Shit, what about you, Liz? Tell us your first story. Oh, no, don't. You're part of this fucking chaotic, unhinged bullshit. Come on. Spill it.
Listen.
Oh, you know it's going to be good when she says, listen.
So my actual first time, I don't like to talk about because it was like, yeah, it was not something I want to relive. However, I will
willingly
tell you, right. I will tell you my first time willingly.
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
We're not talking about others.
It was, I was, I was like 17 years old because I was working at Wendy's.
Oh, what? Oh, hold up.
I'm not, because I'm not telling you about any of the other stuff. No. We will not go there. But I will tell you about when I used to work at Wendy's, which any of my Wendy's peeps who are listening, please, like, the secrets are safe with us.
Hashtag no judgment.
Hashtag no judgment.
We listen and we don't judge.
So we used to, the Wendy's that I worked at, we had a lot of young... What? All the way off. You shoved that cushion. She literally went. We used to have a lot of young people that worked on our crew, and we would do a lot of things that.
Sorry, good.
I get the. I understand. I get it.
I was breaking bread.
She was breaking rocks.
Guys.
We used to have a lot of people that did a lot of bad things, like, you know, like sold drugs and you know, did shit. We would hotbox the freezer and all that kind of stuff.
It's the judgment eyes for me.
It is the judgment eyes. Like, I feel so judged.
Oh, I'm not judging you. I feel judged because I'm eating a cookie. Can you stop shaking my titty?
Okay, go.
So anyway, go. Time we were all working and we were like, you know what? We feel like getting drunk. We feel like getting high. We feel
like doing all this. Wendy's?
Finish. Just go with me and just
Wait, no. Are we at Wendy's?
Yes, we were at Wendy's when we decided this because I said we were at work.
Oh, okay.
And we decided that we were going to have a party after work.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
And so we went to my best friend at the time, Carrie's house, because she had her own apartment. She was living her best life at 18 years old. And it was just literally, I think the apartment was the size of this bedroom.
No. Yeah.
Yes. 100%.
Oh.
It was like one of those little hole in the walls.
Yeah. Like an efficiency.
Yeah. But it had a bedroom. Okay. It was just weird.
Fair.
But anyway, so we go and she's like, we're going to have a party. And I'm like, okay, so who's buying the alcohol? Like, none of us are old enough. She had somebody on fucking retainer, okay?
That was me at 18.
And she had gotten, like, cases delivered to the house. And then everybody, it was kind of like a BYOB.
Bring your own bitch.
Bitch, beer, bottle, bong, everything.
Ooh, there's that.
Yeah. So we had a bring your own free-for-all, basically. And so then everybody starts getting there, and I had the biggest lady boner. Yeah.
Does that mean that you have a very extra large clitoris?
It means you got a hard on. That's all. That's all it means.
What?
A lady boner does not mean you have a big clit.
No, it just means you have a big dick. Like, you're like, fuck, I want to fuck that. Like, you have a lady boner for Brian.
Mm.
Okay. So, I had the biggest lady boner for one of the guys that worked there. His name began with A. And,
what's his last name? Like the initial?
I don't remember. This was, I've slept since then.
Okay, so can we call him AK-47?
Go. Wait, sure. Did you just say you slept since then?
Sure have. Yep, sure have. And he was coming. He was like, I'll come if you come. And I was like,
oh, you will.
Oh, yeah, you will.
You will.
Anyway, so he was there and he brought the weed. And he was known as the plug because he always had the best weed I think I've ever smoked in my entire life. For that time period.
I love our childhood decisions.
Yeah, well, you know what? Now I have asthma, so who's really winning? So he was like, yeah, I'm going to come, blah, blah, blah. We'll hang out. We'll do this. Well, me and my best friend Carrie, shot for shot, did a whole bottle of Jose Cuervo.
Oh, no.
So I was fucking obliterated by the time he got there. And I mean, I thought I was just fucking cute. You know how we were in the 2000s?
Like, yeah.
Leopard print. About cute and being drunk.
Leopard print. Too much self-tanner. Our hair was fucking something. It was wet, dry, straightened. That's with so the bangs. 2012.
100% fucking had that.
It was awful. Okay.
No. Oh, and do you remember the matte mousse? Like the dream matte mousse?
Yeah.
Yeah. 17 shades darker than your fucking skin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, mm-hmm. I thought I was, like, the shit.
You were back then. That was the thing.
So he comes and he's like, you know, doing the whole, hey, you look good, da da da, this is not, let's get a drink. And I was like, yeah, let's go. Because I was much more of a girly girl back then. I know it's really hard to believe, everybody who knows me, but I was Valerie back then. I was the Valley girl back then. I was like, oh my God, like, yeah, let's go.
It's crazy. Do I really talk like that? Do I?
So then we decided to... So he gets a drink, and then he was like, hey, let's get this bong. We decide, like fucking idiots, because it's a water bong, we're going to put Bacardi 151 in it instead of water.
Dude, it's I've never done that, but is that a good idea?
No, because it burns like fucking fiberglass.
Oh, no.
It hurts so bad.
Oh, no.
But I was obliterated, okay?
Wait.
So we go into her bedroom.
Wait, I have questions about that.
What? I sat here quiet during both of your stories.
Nope.
Do we have the shots fired?
I don't.
No.
Gotta give him that huck.
Thing.
I mean, that's a little off kilter, but sure. What's your question? Come on.
I have a question. Did you get drunk and high off of it? Because it's only vapor of it. Because you have to drink it to get drunk, right?
No, that's not how it works. It's like, you know, like when you cook with liquor, it kind of burns off the alcohol.
Yes.
That's basically what it did. And then it created more smoke. And then it like burned as it was coming out of your lungs. Which is probably why I have more lung issues now than I did back then.
Well,
there's and that. Also because I was smoking Black and Milds like they were fucking cigarettes.
Same.
Wine tip. Thank you, wood tip. I mean, wine flavor wood tips.
That, me too.
That was my shit.
I used to love those.
I like the smell of them now. I'm like, I know. I want one so bad, but I know my lungs will say fuck you.
Yeah, for real. For real.
So anyway, we go in my best friend's bedroom because I was like, listen, bitch, I need your bed.
There's no two ways around it.
There's no two ways around it. And we go in and like we're hardcore going at it. Well, the party was outside the room and then the music stopped outside. And I was like, I'm not having everybody fucking listen to us. So my obliterated self.
Oh, God.
Decides to put on music. You want to know what our soundtrack was for our fucking?
I do.
Baby Shark.
You ever heard the song Buttons by the Pussycat Dolls?
Yes.
Loosen up my buttons, baby.
Uh-huh.
Oh yeah. No. That was playing.
That was
uh-huh. Yep. And he loosened up some buttons and some other things. Cause like boy.
Just listen, I listen and I don't judge, and I'm just sitting here quiet because I'm not the one asking questions. Okay.
I thought we listen and we don't
shots
judge.
Shots fired. I fuck.
Know. Go.
And we end up like full on. I mean, we were all nighters, okay? To the point that I was fucking sore the next day. And I had to go to work the next day. I ended up calling out because my parents had no clue where the fuck I was. I lied to my parents all day about where I was when I was with Carrie. And I had to go home and I was walking weird. Because it hurt. Because, you know, when you get that good dick. Or what I thought was good dick back then.
You're walking like you bow-legged.
Yeah, you walking like you bow-legged. And my mom was like, are you okay? You're walking funny. I was like, yeah, I went riding horses with Carrie at her dad's house.
No, you did not.
Sure did.
No, you did not.
Sure fucking did. So now that's a like inside joke.
You rode horses.
Yeah.
You rode a horse, all right.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if our like family ever caught on to the lies that we were actually telling. Like,
my mom did.
I bet you were.
My mom did because when I got pregnant, she asked me, she was like, yeah, how many horses were you riding?
That was like my mom when I was like smoking all the time and I was getting high and shit. And my mom would be like, are you high? And I'd be like, no. And I would literally every time I'd come in, because she asked me the one time, I was so fucking paranoid by it that I would literally open my eyes like I just like
bug eyed.
Yeah,
no.
Bug eyed. I'm like, hey, I'm really tired. I gotta go to bed.
And I'd like run to the room. Like just my eyes wide open.
Like six lines. Like, yeah, looking like I just did like a whole fucking line. You know what I mean? Like, well, bad.
It wasn't, I don't think it was my mom that necessarily did it, but it was remember my friend Tanya. Her mom, so she was Russian and her mom was very Russian. They came from Russia.
They like vodka.
No way.
So she had a really thick accent. And it was just...
She was really Russian. She came from Russia. No, really.
everyone say?
Because what's, you know, like, I'm Greek and Portuguese, but I didn't come from there, you know what I mean? But they
But you're not really Greek and Portuguese because you didn't come from Portugal or Greece.
I'm American. You're American. With some anyway. Greek and Puerto Rican. Puerto Rican.
I've had Puerto Rican in me.
You sure have. All.
Yeah, I have not.
Oh, well, good for you.
Wow. It's a ride that you have missed, my friend.
Yeah. Okay, I got myself fun. A cowboy.
You do. Mm-hmm. So every time I call up Tanya's house, her mom would answer, "Hello?" Yeah. Hi, is Tanya there? Oh, hold on. Tanya!
Why does it sound like we have COPD? Like, fuck, man. We all should be on the ventilator at this point.
Oh my god. That shit was so, I swear to god, every time it was that, okay? And excuse me.
Here it is. The letters that are going to be coming in here, instead of self-help, it's going to be like, do you need help?
Listen, I'm
do you need me to call you 911?
You know what I'm honestly thinking about is when it translates for us, like, and it does the dictation, it's just going to have a... It's not going to know what the fuck that was.
It's going to go literally double semicolon wheeze.
Oh, here comes the cackle.
Anyway, oh, so I used to stay at Tanya's house a lot. Like, her mom was my second mom. So, she had a neighbor. His name was AJ. No, he was super fucking cute. He was, like, literally, like, a couple years older than us.
I mean, nice.
And oh, don't fuck. Don't do that. And she looked like she was throwing pills in her mouth, because all of a sudden I just seen her, like, cock her head back and shove shit in her mouth. I'm like, what the fuck is she doing over there?
I mean, I.
Thank you for the update.
Well, don't be so nosy next time.
Point proven.
So, anyway. So, we're at Tanya's house. AJ's there. We're hanging out. And then her dad had a... her stepdad had a business. I don't remember what it was now. It was something like construction. No, but he had two workers with him. One of the workers was really fucking hot. R.A.P.
What?
What?
Okay.
What?
Why are you laughing when somebody died?
God.
Okay, I think she's done.
This is terrible.
So we're on the side of the house. Hot. All right, babe.
No, it's terrible. I'm sorry. So we're on the side of the house. We're all smoking weed.
Oh, is this when you got grass on your knees?
She had something on her knees.
And then him and I exchanged
bodily fluids.
Yeah, it was like, drop them out. Let me see them titties.
I dropped to my knees. I'm giving the old okay. Yes.
Gotta give him that
talk. Spit on that thing. And I did. And I fucking did. I walked inside the house to go clean up, right? Tanya's mom, Lotta, is staying there at the fucking door. And she's like, what are you doing? And I was like, I need to go in there. I need to, like, just use the bathroom. And she goes, why are your knees dirty? And I was like,
I was playing baseball and no. I slid to home base.
No, I swear to God, I was like, I slipped and I fell. And she looks at me, I swear to God, we listen and we don't judge. Okay, she's looking at me, swear to God, up and fucking down. And she's like,
ugly story.
And she keeps walking away. Never once, like, and I never done that. My mom never questioned me, but damn it, boy, did Lotta. Yeah. 100%. That's absolutely. My best friend's mom caught me being a hoe.
Have you talked to your best friend ever again?
As adults, we got older and we just separated. But she was like, her and Jessica were...
darky.
Mm-hmm. They were my two best friends in high school.
She's like, what?
Dirty
what?
Shit with that one, too.
Oh, different Jessica.
Yeah. Different Jessica.
Okay.
What?
Nothing.
What?
I heard another word.
Turkey.
Turkey?
Gherky. Okay. We're going to move on.
Flurky. What would you hear?
We're going to move on because it's NSFW.
Not.
NFSW? NF. It's not fucking suitable. Not. For the world.
Okay.
Not fucking suitable for the world.
Did you just. Yeah, you did.
I did.
So, okay, well, hold on. I gave my first, fucking stroke it out over here.
I'll get my first.
What was the first thing you guys ever got drunk off of?
Well, that's a hard one. Like, shit-faced drunk? Okay, because I was like, my dad, like, growing up, like,
No. Like, you got shit faced drunk on your own. Your parents had no clue about it. You did it on your own.
Never.
What?
Never. My mom. Okay. My mom was the type that she said, I would rather you drink at home and get drunk at home if you're going to drink.
No. I'm so, just asking without your parents.
When I was an adult.
Yeah, right. What was it?
I honestly
never heard of that one.
No, it's not that I never heard of it. I don't know. Like, I can't really recall the first time, because I can tell you the first time I got fucked up, and my mom was there. But
okay, so what did you drink?
I drank. My mom made a. We used to. Okay, so back in the day, we owned an Italian ice machine company, right? And so it was called It's a My Ice. Right? We used to go to, like, fairs with it. Well, when we moved from Chicago, we had kept one of the machines. Okay. And for a party, my mom decided to take one of them, and we poured two full bottles of Jose Cuervo inside of it, and then a whole bunch of margarita mix. And it froze it to make slushies. And we threw a house party when we lived down in Port St. Lucie, and I wasn't supposed to drink that night. And I kind of went, is it okay if I just have a drink? Because all the guys were there from the car dealership they were working at. And they were all younger guys. And they were all like, became like my good friends. So they were all playing, because we had a pool table. And they were all playing pool. And I was like, is it all right if I just like have a drink? And she was like, you can have one drink. Yeah, go ahead. So I ended up, we had like the solo cups out. And I made myself my first one, filled it up to the brim. Drank it as I was like playing pool with the guys. And I just kept filling it up over and over and over and over again. And the party was going. So my mom wasn't paying attention to whether I was drinking or not. She just knew that I had a drink, right? Well, after like 11 or 12 of them, back to back to back to back, I was just like chugging them down. Yeah, I was just trying to get them down as quick as possible. Because I'm like, I want to get fucked up, right? Like I want to experience it.
I would have died.
Yeah, 11 or 12 solo cups of fucking Jose Cuervo margarita, frozen margaritas?
I would have died.
Yep. Yeah, well, we were playing pool, and it was every time you would lose a shot, you had to, like, take a couple gulps of it. So I kept losing, and the more I drank, the more I was losing. So I just kept going, right? To all of a sudden, I'm like, we're getting ready to finish, like, playing, and I'm like, I don't feel very good. And I don't really remember much of that outside of standing in the kitchen and then falling, like, just like, blacking out and falling on the ground because I was so fucked up. And my mom came rushing in inside, and I just remember, like, oh, Mom, I don't feel very good. And then them rushing me to the bathroom, and my boyfriend was there at the time, Jeff, and I fucking was sitting there just bawling my eyes out in the bathroom. I was throwing up. I was like, I'm so sorry. And I'm, like, for some reason thinking something's wrong between us the whole time, like, panicking. So the whole time I'm sitting here.
Between you and Jeff?
Yeah. Was acting like a complete fucking fool. We never fought at that point. You know what I mean? So it was like, straight up, I'm sitting over the toilet. I ended up smacking my head on the bathtub. Like, yeah, I was fucked up. But no, I never really, like, my mom was always cool about shit. Like, in a lot of times, if we drink, we drink there. And then you got to think, I had my son when I was 20. So going out and partying at 21 was not really a thing for me. And I really, like, that's why I can't really, like, recall a certain time outside of, well, I guess the first time would be when I did the fucking 21 fucking shots. Well, it was actually 22 shots, technically. It was the 11 double shots of the fucking, what's the shit? The Jägermeister with Kevin.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I know.
I have not been able to touch it ever again, ever since.
Nope.
Because I just remember literally having alcohol poisoning and thinking I was throwing up blood covered in it. because I puked for like 12 hours.
Dude.
Yeah.
So I guess that would be fun. That shit burned.
Dude, that shit fucking sucked.
Oh,
that shit burned. Mine was vodka. Vodka.
Vodka.
Makes sense when your best friend was Russian.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was Svedka vodka.
You want vodka?
Svedka. Svedka vodka. Ugh,
that's the worst one.
I know.
It's like, what was hairspray? The one that we used to drink?
Or Sailor Jerry.
I know.
Yeah. Pinnacle. My first one? Everclear.
Everclear?
Oof. Yeah. It was 80 proof.
What the fuck?
I remember drinking it in my friend Nicole's closet because we hid it from her mom. Yeah, that was like,
yeah. No, that will do that to you.
And then when I got into college, the one I can't drink anymore is Fireball.
Ooh,
I can't even smell.
Well, probably because of the Goldschlager shit too, though.
Yeah,
that's probably what that comes from.
Yeah,
that's got to be because they do smell awfully familiar and same. You know what I mean?
But it doesn't make your poop gold. It just makes it look fiery red.
Can you have Tennessee Fire?
I don't like anything cinnamony.
Anything cinnamony. I get it.
Nope. That's a negative. I don't even like the smell of cinnamon. Like the cinnamon apple.
Brooms.
I love those.
Me too.
It reminds me of fucking Fireball.
I'm sorry. And I always put those up in the house.
That's okay. Whatever. Fall. My roommates in college, they used to keep handles of it in the fucking freezer.
Oh my God.
And they would get drunk off of it every night. The only way that you will see me drink Fireball is in a Cinnamon Toast Crunch shot.
I don't think I've ever had that.
Fucking fire.
What's in that?
Imagine like the milk after like you eat all the cereal, the milk that's left over.
Oh.
Yeah. That's what it's
like. Wait, so they don't put cream in there, do they?
No, they put, it's like, I think it's like Kahlua. Bailey's.
Kahlua.
Hold on.
I love Kahlua.
I just think of the pudding shots.
Mm.
Those were delicious.
Let's see. To make this, you put some shit
in there. Taverna Opa.
We had so much fun.
It's 2 ounces of rum chata and 1 ounce of Fireball with rum cinnamon chata. Sugar to rim the glass.
Rum chata and Fireball? That's amazing.
So that's all it is for a Cinnamon Toast Crunch. It's fucking phenomenal.
That sounds phenomenal.
So I'll down those all fucking day. Or B-52s. Those are good too.
That's a Benadryl. That's
what?
50 milligrams. A B-52 is what we give psych patients in the hospital. It's a 50 milligram of Benadryl and 2 milligrams of Ativan. That's a B-52. Night, night.
Night.
Bitch.
Shit.
Yeah. Wait, listen. We at least censored, so that's all that matters.
Yeah, we did censor. Ish.
Ish. Ish. We did still say bitch. Whatever.
I know. I remember the one time when I was 16 years old and I did shrooms.
Oh, I remember. I did my first shrooms when I was 17.
Never again.
It was awful.
Yeah. Same.
I feel like I'm so straight edge compared to you guys.
Well, yeah, we were fucking whores, and we
did. But not just that; she had like drugs. A smaller stitch life. You know what I mean? We had like a more, like
we were able to do more
life. Yeah.
You
than that.
You didn't. You weren't allowed to socialize. I mean, you were allowed to, but like
she's not Amish.
I had no power.
Why do they have an accent?
You ever heard them talk? They got that Pennsylvania, like, Dutch-style accent.
Yeah.
I have no power.
I have no power. I don't know what it actually sounds like. I mean, I've heard them talk, but like not enough for me to be able to mimic it.
It's true.
I mean, whatever.
I don't know. True. Like, yeah, I lived a more reserved. You weren't
sheltered. I wouldn't say sheltered because it wasn't sheltered.
No, I wouldn't say it was sheltered. I just, moving from up north, I went from being in public schools to being homeschooled. And then when I moved down here, I didn't really have any, like, friends down here from like 97 until like 2001 2002 when I met Jeff, and then when I met Jeff I met Mike and Bubba, and all none of them really like drank, like, of course, like Jeff and Mike would drink a little bit, but it was more beer. We did a lot of like street racing. That was our thing, going to Moroso and stuff. So it was a lot of like illegal street racing, running from the cops, that kind of stuff. Like,
I mean,
you know, it wasn't, I mean, like fully sheltered.
Right.
I ran from the cops a few times. You know what I mean?
We ran from the cops in where I grew up. We just did it out in the woods, so it was easier for them to like not catch us.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. I don't think I ran from the cops.
No. The only cop run-in that I had was after the hurricanes.
What was that?
After the hurricanes, I lived over on the island, and all the restaurants were fucked up. And me and a couple of my friends, it was...
What's wrong?
Oh, it was me and my two guy friends that lived on the beach, and we went to all the restaurants that were fucked up during the hurricane, and we were drinking their liquor supply.
Oh, that's actually really smart. That's really fucking smart, yeah. Actually.
So some of them had like sand in it. Like I remember like pouring a shot.
But why is the rum gone?
Where's the rum gone? But I remember like sand being in the vodka, but we're just still fucking pouring it like from the bar. So
it's just
we're,
like beach water.
We were fucking getting drunk off of these fucking broken bars. Bottles. Yes. Literally just being fucking hoodlums. Anyway, so we go down to Humiston Beach. Humiston Beach at the time was closed, and they had like caution tape all around it. And me, Michael, and Logan were behind the caution tape. We're fucking walking around. We're drunk. Well, Vero Beach police came up, and they were like, "Hey, what are you doing?" And I was like, "Oh, nothing." You know what I mean? Clearly, I'm fucking drunk. And he's like, "Where do you live?" And I was like, "Over there." Like literally at that time, I literally lived on the street right across from that beach. And he's like, "Well, we're gonna bring you to your parents." And I was like, "No, I got it. I promise." Well, no, my mom ended up having to come, and she was, you know, at first she was living. She's like, "Get your ass back the fuck home," and I did, and that was the end of that. But then I came and drunk plenty more times because it didn't stop us from drinking.
That's one thing I can say I never did. Still did. I never came drunk.
You never came drunk.
Never came drunk.
I never came home.
I came drunk. A lot drunk.
Same. So did I, but like, you know, whatever. I never came home drunk or high to my parents. My sister, on the other hand, I'm gonna out you. I know you're listening. You know what you did. Let's not fucking make it a fucking secret. My sister took, you know, those big water bottles, the Zephyr Hill ones, like the extra tall ones, the ones that are like the size,
like
of your
the liter
arm.
Ones.
Yeah, she took one of those and brought it. And emptied it in the sink of all the water.
Vodka.
And put vodka in it. And then took it to school.
Oh, fuck my, yeah, God.
She's a badass.
And then decided to start passing it around.
No.
And because she did not share with this one fucking dusty ass, crusty ass bitch, she went and told on her.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. And she got her ass beat.
Beat.
Not really beat, but like, you know, like beat.
Yeah.
By my dad. My dad was like military style in her face. What the fuck are you doing? Why would you do that? You know what that makes us look like? Never in my life will I ever forget that. Or the other times that she got yelled at because my sister was a fucking hoodlum. Which I think was the reason I got away with a lot, because everything that she did looked 10 times worse than I did.
See?
And I knew I was smart enough to do it outside of the house and not bring it home.
Yeah, girl. Smart. That is a smart decision.
Yeah, well, somebody had to be.
Well, I think I've only done it a handful of times. Mm. Coming back home like that. Or I used to...
What is that?
Really bad. When my dad was... I was young and dumb.
Okay.
We listen and we don't judge.
Yeah, okay? Absolutely.
When my dad was going through his cancer treatments, mm-hmm. and my mom used to bring him over to Moffitt, I used to have little parties, like a little ratchet fucking hoodlum, and drink in my house, but my parents weren't there. But that was the only time that I would do, like, you know, get drunk in my house. Just when they weren't there.
Just when they weren't there.
Just when they weren't there.
Just out of respect for them.
I mean, yeah, even though that's fucking shitty. Ew.
Ew.
Gross.
Well, I think this was a successful rant.
It was something.
Just a whole bunch of bullshit. I don't know if it was actually successful or not. I just know that we just spent the past hour.
I hope you guys
hour.
Laughed during that yeah. entire thing. Because, like, I know we laughed. And I know that our laugh is sometimes either... It's either going to be contagious for you.
Or annoying as fuck.
Or annoying as fuck. And I'm just hoping that it was not annoying for you.
I mean, absolutely. It's pretty annoying.
Whoa, fuck all the way off.
Cackle. Cackle, wheeze, wheeze, wheeze.
Cackle.
We the F baby. Please save the baby.
Sending your shit, man.
Yeah, send us your fucking stories. Don't be little.
We want all the conversations.
We want all the conversations. We want topics to talk about. If there's something that you think that we should discuss or that we should go over, or if you have a story of your own that you want us to sit there and you want to hear us wheeze over, please send it in. You can do it on Instagram, TikTok. You can send it to us on Facebook. Or if you're old school like we are, because we're fucking ancient, you can send it to us ancient. On
because we're anxious or ancient? Because you
just said both. We're both. Okay.
We're anxious ancient.
Yep. The hair when you just did that. Look at it though. She's fucking tweaking out.
I think I'm just tired.
It's true.
Anyway, send your shit in to us at unhingedmemoirs@gmail.com. Until next time, stay safe. Know we love you. You are heard. You are seen. You are validated. You may have done something young and dumb and stupid, but young, so have dumb, we all. Young, so. Dumb,
and don't dumb. Forget to go ahead and like this episode, leave a review, and follow us.
Subscribe. And also, please send it out to everybody you know, because we want to hear everything.
I want all the fucking stories, but
we want all the tea. Until next time.
Bye. Bye.